This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Kaith Oz.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is good. This is something that I wanted. We alluded to this a little bit in the lesser gods section, mm-hmm. where all of the interesting ones were like, oh, this is a ball of gas in space, or this is a mineral collection. This guy, Kaith Oz, or whatever, I've already lost it, is mm-hmm. Just a big formation of crystals who specifically yeah. seeks out new age weirdos.
Yes, this is the Stevie Nicks hunter. This is the goop. Like this is Gwyneth Paltrow's totem, great old one.
Yep.
Like the idea is you get way into crystals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're into it. Maybe you're courting a lady who's into it. Mm, who knows?
Yeah. No.
The crystals, this god can speak to them through them and influence your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you summon him, and he can't move. He just stands there, but he sends out these tendrils, and if they touch you, you turn into a being of solid mineral.
Yeah, he turns you into
a pillar of salt.
He turns you into almost like a statue, like a crystalline statue of yourself. It's like what's yeah. left behind after a basilisk gases you.
Yes, yeah. Except I mean, with a little bit different flavor. Instead of a concrete kind of statue, we get a cool crystal statue. You can see through it and shit. It's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. He doesn't just have to appear, though. He doesn't have to be summoned, and there are very specific it's kind of like Haster, where a particular
cloud cover fucks him.
Yeah, cloud cover messes it up, like the planet has to be visible in the sky, etc. No, if you're just touching crystals a lot, he may just say, mm-hmm. hey, I'm just gonna slide into your DMs, by which I mean your body, and take you over. Yep. He Agent Smith's people.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Totally absorbs you there. We get nothing about motivations or anything.
Nope.
Which is, yes, good and bad,
mm-hmm.
Because if you're playing, if you're a keeper, this again, like the last one, instant cool hook.
Yes.
People made of crystals or anything like that. Like there's shades of that really good Chambers story.
Oh yeah. The one I read, the mask. Yeah. With the magic water. Yeah.
Yeah. Things of that, like where you're finding things that are made of crystal that should not be made of crystal,
mm-hmm.
they have unusual degrees of, workmanship and shit like that.
Yeah.
Your friend who is making them, who runs the new age store that sells gargoyles and incense,
mm-hmm.
Starts acting real weird,
Yep. Yeah. So, but he's got no organized cults.
Different kinds of ponchos.
Yeah. And there doesn't seem, I don't know, maybe there's just an Uncut Gems kind of angle to this.
Yeah. This is the ultimate Uncut Gem.
I haven't seen that movie, so I can't make a joke about it.
Oh man, it's like a two and a half hour anxiety attack. It's real good.
Yeah,
it's real tense. Yeah. I loved it, but yeah. it's a lot.
My takeaway from that was my parents went to see it and they said it was the worst movie they'd ever seen.
This is very funny.
They were expecting
this is not even really a spoiler.
Okay,
but I'm trying to imagine your parents reacting to the fact that it starts with like a very X-Men. Movie-esque, like going through a gemscape, like the camera closed up on a gem and it's like showing all the things, and then it soft transitions to being a colonoscopy. And just like imagining your parent or your folks just being like, yeah, all right, like okay. That's like the second thing that happens in the movie.
When are the Jack and Jill antics going to start?
Did they go because they liked Adam Sandler?
Yeah,
that's incredible, man.
Uh-huh.
Have they seen Punch Drunk Love?
No, I don't believe they have.
You got a DVD. You got to get them for Christmas.
No, they would fucking hate it.
You guys are big Sandler fans.
they would hate it. They wouldn't like that because he's not Adam Sandler in that. Like, yeah, he's adolescent and screams and stuff, but
it's scary.
There's a truth there that is not present in, say, a Pixels or whatever. There's a truth that is not present in Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, just Jem Smith, gets obsessed and starts. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I did not think about the Lovecraftian implications of Uncut Gems until now. So in that movie, I mean, I don't want to. It sucks you haven't seen it. It's fine, uh-huh. and I wouldn't want to spoil it on the air anyway.
Yeah.
But there's a very specific thing, and I don't have a way out of this because I was going to say something that was like a spoiler, but it only would be good for people who knew the movie.
Okay.
And it could have been a nice out for the podcast, but I can't do it now.
Well, now we just have to sit here.
Yeah. Now, you know, we could have done it, but now
we just have to trail off. Yeah.
Yeah. Nevertheless.
Yeah. So let me just pour some coffee out of this thermos. Ran out of half and half. It turned. It went bad before it.
Oh, well, what are you using instead? Anything?
No, just drinking it black. It's only a little bit of coffee. I made a half pot. But yeah.
One time I really wanted cream for coffee. I didn't have any. I put a little bit of vanilla ice cream in there.
Oh, that's you made yourself affogato, I think. Yeah,
a little bit.
Or you made yourself a reverse affogato.
Yeah, almost an affogato. It was good.
Oh, cool. No, I only have lime sherbet. That's my only ice cream treat in the house. Oh, that would not really
experiment.
That wouldn't work, I don't think. It'd be pretty bad.
I think it might be kind of interesting, though. You might discover one of those like bulletproof coffee, like businessmen.
Oh, shit. Did it give me superpowers?
Yeah, well, or you could convince idiots that gave it to you.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.